Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What are the arguments against same-sex marriage, and particularly for marriage as the union of a man and a woman? I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. We're going to be talking about this in two parts, part one and part two. There's an article that came out. It's published by Family Research Council, and it's entitled 10 Arguments from Social Science Against Same-Sex Marriage. We're going to talk about those today and also on the next program, and we're going to also elaborate on some of these and perhaps even add more. But Matt, one of the arguments that's listed here, and we're going to go to social science arguments.
Right.
There's obviously biblical arguments, spiritual arguments, and other arguments, but these are social science arguments that apply across the board, irrespective of whether someone believes in the scriptures or not.
And not comprehensive, not all the arguments. These are just 10 big ones.
These are just 10 big ones. That's right. There's many others. But someone says, well, what's the harm in same-sex marriage? Well, let's go through some of these arguments. One, children hunger for their biological parents. And I don't think anyone can dispute that, because social science clearly establishes that children hunger for their biological parents. And I think that is critical. Adoption is a great way to put children in homes with a mom or dad. But I can tell you that children hunger for their biological parents. That is the top priority.
Well, we know biologically speaking that the homosexual lifestyle is sterile. It's a dead end. It produces nothing positive, certainly not children. Homosexual couples are using in vitro fertilization, IVF, and surrogate mothers to deliberately create a class of children who will live without a mother and father, who are deprived intentionally of either mom and dad. And as we know, the preponderance of studies show overwhelmingly that this is harmful to children. Yale Child Study Center psychiatrist Kyle Pruitt reports that children of IVF often ask their single or lesbian mothers about their dads. That is a natural human inclination.
And IVF is in vitro fertilization.
Right.
So that applies across the board. And I know there may be some people that would disagree with that or be upset with that. Mom and dad who have had IVF because of some reason that, in fact, they've not been able to bear a child. But if it's from the mom or dad and that's how it happened, that's one thing. IVF has its own ethical issues because you create more human embryos and you only take a few and put in and then you destroy the rest.
So we're talking about specifically where they're intentionally denied a mother or father.
In this case, though, when you have two women that actually come together, for example, and they want to have one of them in vitro fertilized, you're permanently depriving that son or daughter of their parent, of their dad.
Number two, children need fathers. Matt, you speak on this all the time.
Yeah, children need fathers, and particularly young boys need fathers. And it doesn't matter how you try to introduce that father figure there. They need fathers. And in fact, one of the things that the studies have shown is that girls that are raised in a household where there is no father have sexual activity earlier in their life than girls that are raised in a home with a mother and a father. Children, girls who are raised in a home with two mothers, not only have sex even earlier than that, but they have more risky kinds of sexual behavior. Boys, for example, they have a significant factor of bonding and stability with father in the household. You can visit any jail, any place in the country, or any prison, and visit the young men who are there for violent crimes, and you will find universally that they had no father. Not everyone who doesn't have a father is there, but everyone is there has a commonality, and they didn't have a father.
Yet loud and clear at the forefront of this novel idea of so-called same-sex marriage is the wrong-headed notion that fathers and or mothers, one or the other, are disposable. They're unnecessary. The social science simply does not bear that out. In fact, the opposite is clear, and the studies show absolute.
No question about it. And there's not only the presence of father, but there's other factors that are scientifically shown. David Pompano's work clearly indicates the importance of father in the home, both to the young girls and to the young boys. Children also, number three, need mothers.
Right.
And that's just as important as the fact that children need fathers. Children need mothers. Homosexual men are less likely to have children than lesbians, but they still have children. And through adoption or through divorce, they bring a child into the home, and that makes a motherless society, a motherless home. Moms, females, bring something different to the relationship than males do. I mean, it's just a fact of pure social science.
Yeah. And our experience. People know this.
I mean, I travel through airports a lot, and I often look at children as they're walking with mom and dad. And it's interesting when you see the little girls or the little boys, how they're interacting with their mom or dad, and they're different, and they act differently to them. They bring something unique to the relationship that the absent gender simply deprives them of. Same-sex marriage, as a policy matter, Matt, says that boys don't need moms and dads.
Well,
that they're irrelevant.
Among other things, moms provide emotional security and in reading the physical and emotional cues of infants, something that dads aren't gifted with necessarily. They also give daughters unique counsel as they comfort the physical, emotional, and social challenges associated with puberty and adolescence, something that I can tell you as a dad with two daughters, dads don't get. They're not familiar with.
They're not. You just take a look at how a father deals with a girl or a boy at a young age, different than the mom. And somebody may say, well, this is stereotypical. The fact of the matter is it's fact. Dad will what? He'll take the kid and what, throw him up in the air. And the kid's, screaming and has their hands out, but then they like it. And they understand that dad's going to be there.
Right.
Moms don't typically do that. They're not as risk takers as males. They're more of the protector. And someone can say that's stereotypical. Say what you want. It's a fact of reality.
Well, a household with a mom and a dad is a whole household. A household that is intentionally deprived of a mom or dad is not complete, is not a whole household.
Number four, evidence on parenting by same-sex couples is clearly inadequate. So you can't say, well, they're all the same. They're just as good. They're not just as good. And I hate to see this being said in court cases. The evidence clearly cannot show that, in fact, there are just as good as children raised in homes with mom and dad opposite sex.
That's right. Number five, evidence suggests children raised by homosexuals are more likely to experience gender and sexual disorders. Couple studies, the Regner study out of the University of Texas, a study out of Kansas State University, the two largest studies done show this to be the case, that the children overwhelmingly raised in same-sex households are up to 12 times more likely to themselves later identify as homosexuals. It stands to reason. Children model the behavior that is modeled to them by their parents.
Yes. In fact, combining number four and five, that evidence on parenting by same-sex couples is inadequate, and evidence suggests children raised by homosexuals are more likely to experience gender and sexual disorders. Stephen Nock at the University of Virginia said that he reviewed all these studies regarding parenting by same-sex couples. They all had a fatal flaw in the design and execution. Not a single one of these studies was conducted according to general accepted standards of scientific research. And Regnerus clearly shows in his study that children fare far better when they're raised in a home with mom and dad than they do when raised in a home with two moms or two dads, two females or two males. They clearly fare far better, not just on gender identity, but also on other kinds of things, stability, emotional well-being, and other kinds of physical conditions as well. There's a clear difference. We're going to continue to talk about this in part two, 10 social science reasons why same-sex marriage is harmful to our children and society. Same-sex marriage has as a policy statement the fact that children don't need moms and dads. Think about it. Same-sex marriage says that two women, two men, are just as good for the family unit as a mom and a dad, female and male. That is a fundamental flaw. It's a lie. It will harm children. It does harm children. It permanently deprives them of a mom and dad. It is a policy statement at the highest level of government that says, boys, you don't need fathers. They're irrelevant to your well-being. Girls, you don't need fathers. You don't need mothers. They're completely irrelevant. We're going to wrap laws around this same-sex union and encourage people to aspire to it. And kids, you're going to be left out in the cold. This is a social science experiment that will ultimately hurt our children, our families, and our religious freedom. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.